Proudly South Africa presents the 12th Proudly South African Buy Local Summit and Expo live on 702.
There was a terror attack in Russia on Friday evening at a music concert which has left more than 133 people dead and more than 100 hospitalized. We are told that camouflaged gunmen opened fire and threw explosive devices inside a packed Crocus City Hall in Moscow. This was before a performance by a Soviet-era rock band. The Islamic State has since claimed responsibility. This is the deadliest attack in Russia for at least a decade. President Vladimir Putin has described it as a barbaric terrorist attack and he's promised that those that are responsible will be held accountable. I want us to start this conversation with Rustem Safronov, who is a Russian political analyst. Rustem, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
I'm listening and I'm ready to speak with you. Hello.
Yes, we are here. Thank you so much for making time for us. Let's start maybe with the death toll. Where is the death toll? Is it still at over 133? The people that have been hospitalized, is that number still at 100? What's the latest?
It's 97 people right now remain in the hospital. The amount of the victims is growing, like 142 I heard recently, but maybe that could grow because we don't know who will survive and who will die in the hospital. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I saw that President Vladimir Putin has described this as a barbaric attack. What's been Moscow's response to the Islamic State claiming responsibility? Because even in his public address, President Putin, yes, he was vowing to punish those that are behind this attack, but he didn't say much about the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility.
He implied that there could be some kind of connection with the fight with Ukrainians because this terrorist trying to escape and, you know, in directions of the Ukrainian road. And supposedly what our counterintelligence service is saying, somebody was preparing for them the corridor of window in the border to find the refuge in Ukrainian territory. Plus also, it's a lot of issues concerning the reason of the terrorist act. Usually, Islamic State made some kind of statement. What is it about? Like, and usually people who are fighting, they dying as the shaheeds. They usually not trying to escape. And that time it was very different. They tried to escape. So, and one of them during the moment of the arrest said, "I agree to do that for money," which is about $10,000 he was promised for that act and received the half of that before. So that sounds also do not very familiar for terrorists from Islamic State. So that things like have to be still investigated and understand. Is that really ISIS or it's something else behind that? Because it's all very... So far, looks very confused.
So were there intelligence failures here, Rustem? Because the U.S. warned of a terror attack, and I think I remember President Putin publicly dismissing those Western warnings of an imminent attack in Moscow as propaganda that is designed to scare Russian citizens. How closely did Russia pay attention to the information that the U.S. supplied? Because it looks like they just simply dismissed it.
Well, you know, since that statement and then information was very general, just whatever, be aware some terrorist acts could happen without any specific, I don't think that was like really useful or instrumental about anything. Obviously, maybe some negligence took place as well. But from another hand, when you're in the condition of a huge megapolis, what Moscow is, you cannot really being sure you'll be able to stop terrorists, for example, disguised very well and come suddenly and so on. And usually these public events in that kind of huge venues do not have very powerful protection. And the guards there, it's just a couple guys with a club or with a shocking electric shocker. Nothing else. They don't have anything else except they don't have weapons. So they wouldn't be able to confront terrorists. So obviously counterintelligence failed somewhere in the preliminary stage when they have the whatever agents in the ground whatever potential environment where terrorists could be guarded. If we're talking about Islamic radicals, it's supposed to be some kind of underground mosques, whatever, where Salafit propaganda would take place, preaching. So I guess they didn't have enough information about that sort of stuff. But general warning from United States, especially under conditions of the confrontation with the West now and war with Ukraine, probably it was not taken very, very seriously. So it would be interesting to find
out. And how are people feeling on the ground? How are Russian citizens feeling on the ground about how the president, Putin, responded? Because it's one thing to say they haven't given us enough information. And it's another thing to go publicly and say, well, this is information that is meant to somehow, get people, Russian citizens, to be fearful. It's propaganda. So how are Russian citizens feeling now?
I think in general people right now kind of buying the version of government saying that terrorists, maybe they like whatever, Islamic extremists, but somehow they used to be used very likely with Ukrainian intelligence, or they had some links with that side, and they just being used to create a chaos in the capital of Russia under the conditions of the war with Ukraine. And of course, very big concern of intelligentsia, would this kind of event lead towards some kind of campaign of the public against Tajiki nationals who are massively migrating into the Russia in the search of work and a search for better life. But public anger could very much be, turned towards them right now, towards people from Central Asia who are massively residing now in Russia. It's like millions of them over there. That seems like one of the potential problems. All of them detained, and we'll see what they'll say during the investigation. That will help our government to make appropriate decision and also cater that to the Russian public. So far, people are very bewildered, very shocked, very traumatized, and obviously very angry.
Yeah. I mean, understandably so. What happens to major events that were planned? Have they been cancelled across the country? Yes. I know there was a friendly football match that was meant to happen between Russia and Paraguay.
Things would be cancelled or delayed. So almost, I cannot really say about Paraguay, but obviously all public events right now stop for a while before all assessments of the situation would be done. Yes, that Sunday, the 24th, was a day of a national mourning. And now maybe slowly they will start to resume, coming back to some kind of events, but gradually, obviously. Certain things still on hold, and some of the artists do not feel like they have to. They have enough energy, stamina, strength, and desire to whatever, to sing, to speak, or entertain people under the circumstances.
All right. Rustin Savronov, a Russian political analyst, thank you so much for joining us for this chat.